From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If all goes as planned, an unusual demonstration will take place in Washington tomorrow. A group of disabled people say they plan to get out of their wheelchairs and crawl up the long marble steps of the Supreme Court. The protest will be to show support for a man who refused to crawl up the stairs of another courthouse. George Lane was arrested for failing to appear in a Tennessee court, one that had no elevator. And Lane, a paraplegic, refused to crawl or be carried up the steps. His case will be argued in the Supreme Court tomorrow. And the protesters supporting him have another message. They want the Supreme Court to stop tinkering with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The legal case comes as some activists are calling for Congress to revisit the 14-year-old law. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
It was the first President George Bush who signed the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990 in a joyous ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House. He compared the ADA to the tearing down of the Berlin Wall.
And now I sign legislation which takes a sledgehammer to another wall, one which has for too many generations separated Americans with disabilities from the freedom they could glimpse but not grasp.
The ADA gave the kind of protection against discrimination that already existed for African Americans, women, and ethnic minorities. Buildings were made accessible for people in wheelchairs. Employers made changes so that disabled workers could do their jobs. But there were complaints that some people used the ADA to file silly lawsuits, and that the law was confusing, not even clear about who is disabled. The Supreme Court has tried to figure it out. Several recent decisions have cut back the scope of the ADA. Wheelchair users, the blind and deaf, they're still mostly covered. Those who lost protection include people with diabetes and other chronic conditions that are controlled with medications. Tony Coelho says the Supreme Court got that part wrong. He's a former member of Congress who helped draft the ADA.
I have epilepsy. I wrote that bill. I know what the intent was. I know what I was trying to do. The intent was definitely to include those of us with epilepsy and other disorders. And for the Supreme Court to say that that was not the intent of Congress is just mind-boggling.
So now Coelho and many original supporters of the ADA are pushing a somewhat risky idea. They want Congress to go back and rewrite parts of the disability law.